Hey, beautiful people. Mate Max here. Bit of a Sunday night spiel. Had a beautiful day today. We had a really nice gathering with a whole bunch of really great speakers. We had the Qantas pilot come and do a presentation, the guy who quit. And then we had a chi meditation and then a drumming circle. So a very full day. But anyway, had an interesting day. And it brought up a fair bit of good, juicy content for me around relationships and relating and people. Going to talk tonight about relationships and experiences that I've had and things that I think could be helpful for people to hear, especially men. Because I'm seeing at the moment a lot of people's relationships breaking down. This narrative is pushing people really hard, and people seem to get through. They manage to get through their life when they have a little bit of routine, enough to cover any possibility of them having to sit and be quiet and listen to their own thoughts and breathe. Ultimately, that's what everyone's hiding from. They're hiding from silence. They're staying active. You have a lot of people in Australia, when you ask them how you've been, they go, "Oh, busy." And they say it like it's a good thing. Like it could be referring to work or whatever, And it's like, "I'm busy." Like, fuck, it sounds terrible. Like, what can we do to fix that? What can we do to give you back a life? And then they're like, "Oh, no, I didn't mean that. No, my life's good. Yeah, life's good. Yeah." Well, if your life's good, you wouldn't say busy. That's for sure, But I'm seeing a lot of relationships breaking up at the moment. A lot of marriages breaking up. A lot of people being pressured and pushed because now there's an extra force pressuring. And it's like there's a dam and there's cracks in it and there's band-aids over it. And those band-aids have been working for a period of time, and the band-aids are keeping busy, cars, possessions, kids, all these things that people do to keep busy. And then when some of those band-aids come off, or when there's more pressure, then the realization's there around what the relationship was to begin with, what was it based upon. I had a really weird interaction today at this gathering. I had this woman come up to me at the end and basically start abusing me about some debt that I apparently owed some woman that come to my house to do something with my dog, and I wasn't home, and I'm not even actually sure what it was about, right? But it must be $50 or $100, I actually just met some lovely women off the Telegram group, and I was talking to them, and I was explaining that the business, you guys would know, I've been talking about a business opportunity which you guys could be part of. And I was just explaining that that business has now been valued at $50 million. And then this woman comes up and she's ranting about some $100 bill, And it's just like, wow, this is such a contrast of what's going on. And she's very masculine, sunken, beady eyes, staunch jaw. And I was thinking, fuck, you're too old to be this bitter, really having a go at me and talking about morals and all types of stuff. And I was like, oh, there's more to this, there's something else going on under the scenes here. You don't just go around and attack people and make a big deal about nothing, She acted as if I just set her house on fire and her children are inside burning in it, Like, it was full on. And then part of me wanted to punch her in the face. Another part of me felt sorry for her, That's the Gemini. She was a woman, but she was a man in a woman's body, That was her staunch demeanor. And then what that tells me is generally like someone who's like that, they're hardened, they've been hurt by someone or a man, and then they're hardened. And then I was like, I started to feel sorry for her after the interaction finished. Because you don't act that way and you don't look that way unless you're hurt or you're broken. And it was a bit of a weird altercation, though. I was like, fuck, this is pretty intense. But then at the end she goes, "I've heard stories about you." I was like, ah, okay. So she's heard a story. There's many stories about me. Trust me, I'm a public figure. Some are so interesting. And there's three sides to every story. right? There's always three sides to every story. There's your side, there's their side, and then there's a third person's perspective, which may be the more balanced version too sometimes, right? So when you hear a story and then you act out and go attack people without hearing the other side of the story, you're an absolute idiot to begin with. You know, you're bought into the mainstream news basically without even doing your research. So yeah, it brought up this thing for me where I was like, wow, like when we're getting older, we should be getting better, not bitter. You know, at the age of 65 or whatever she was, 60 or something, we should be like, our belief is that we should be beyond these games, right? And when I was younger, I was 23, and I went out with a woman who was 47. And she didn't look 47, she looked like mid-30s. She was stunning. She was like a TVSN model, you know. And she didn't tell me her age. I knew she was old. I didn't care. Like, she was awesome. Like, I don't give a fuck how old you are. I don't care if you're 70. Like, it's fine. And, well, 70 is getting a bit old. Anyway, one night we went out for dinner, and she's like, "I'm going to the toilet." And I was like, "Sweet." So I just grabbed her wallet, and I just pulled her ID out, and I was like, fuck, and I couldn't even count back the years on my fingers, and I had to like get my phone out and calculate how old she was. And I had a really funny drunken mate who I used to live with at Bondi, and he was like, "How old is she?" I said, "Oh, fucking 47," and he's like, "Ah, you're going out with a pensioner." Ah, and he used to just pay me out all the time. That was going for a pensioner. And he goes, "Can you get concessions for me? You know, cheap beers." He was such a lovely guy. Would be laying in bed and he'd come in blind drunk, like 3 in the morning, and he'd be like, Nate, you awake?" I'm like, "Yeah, mate." He's like, "Can I come in?" I'm like, "Yeah." He'd crawl in the bed. He'd be laying on the bed next to us, and he'd be telling us about his night and everything, and this girl he met, and it was so good. I really loved him, such a legend. But anyway, yeah, the perception is that as we get older, we should be better at dealing with these things. But what I realized, you know, through being with some older women, is that like it's about consciousness. It doesn't matter how old you are at all. If you're not learning the lessons, you're not actually aging on a emotional level. And I've been very lucky to have a really one really really expansive relationship with this beautiful woman and called Katie. And she's super deep, a deep thinker. She wants to communicate deeply. She's passionate, she's excited, she sung, she danced, she was a comedian, she's confident, she's beautiful. And I got the most growth out of that relationship because we both agreed that we would tell each other full truth at all times, but would deliver it in a way that's not hurtful. So if something was coming up, if we're out at a party somewhere and there was some weird shit going on, like I could see this fucking guy was like being weird and keen, but she wasn't aware of it. She thought he was just being. That was a common theme because she was so bubbly and such a people person that people wouldn't be used to her hugging them, and she'd hold her hands when she spoke to them and everything. Just a beautiful soul, which should be normal, but it hasn't been normalized, especially for guys. They're not used to any sort of affection. So if someone holds their hand, they automatically think that they want to sleep with them or something, you know. So this happened quite often. And she wasn't aware of it because she's just awesome, you know. But so we'd come home and then we'd be like, let's have a chat. And we'll do this funny thing where we'd sit naked. And it was just, you know, because we're always naked and just, it was fun, you know. Why not have a conversation? Raw, you're in your skin, you're not hiding anything. I'm not going to wear glasses and a hat and a beanie and have a conversation about something deep. So it only seems natural to just do it naked. And I reckon 50% of the time or more, the conversation would go like, "Well, I thought this such and such," and she'll be like, "No, well, this happened because I didn't realize that." And I'll be like, "Oh, well, I only went here because I thought you did this." And she's like, "Nah, blah, blah." And like, it was always this, like, not bad communication, but not clear. And what we got really clear on in ourselves was that, like, if you have really clear communication all the time, like, you won't have all these problems. And so we had a really beautiful relationship, you know, and That's the spiritual evolution. It doesn't matter what relationship you're in. If you've been in, what I'm seeing is relationships of